Shir Chav Zayin Gimel VeYishlach.
We mentioned the Shita Sa'oruch that Psikresha de Loinicha Leishori. And Tesis is Choylek, and the Rishonim Choylek, the Psikresha de Loinicha Lei is also. So the Aruch holds Sikresha de Loinicha Leyeshori and Shittas HaRishonim that it's also. So different Shittas. The Aruch has main two rayas that Sikresha de Loinicha Ley as Mutter. Be'etzem, if you see the Tesisim over Shas, Be'etzem, the Aruch brings down seven rayas that Sikresha de Loinicha Ley as Mutter. But the main two rayas, what Tesis brings by us, Tesis has two rayas that psikresha de loinicha leishori. The first raya is the Gemore and Zvochim, Noches, Mezalfim al Gabe Ishim. You're allowed to pour the Nesochim al Gabe Ishim. Frag the Gemore, if you're pouring the Nesochim al Gabe the fire, you mechabe. The Gemore says, it's Einu Miskaven. Double Shayna Miskaven, Frank and Rishonim, but the Psikresha that the fire will shut. If you pour the Nesochim, the wine on the Gabi Ishim, for sure the fire will go off. Zog the Gemore, Double Shayna Miskaven, but Psikresha Reb Shimon is made that it's also. Psikresha Reb Shimon is made that it's also. Zog the Aruch, Araya Psikresha de Loinichale, Yezmuter Alibe de Reb Shimon. One Raya. The second raya what Tesis brings down by us is the Hishane. The Gemara says you're allowed to melaket the anovim from the Hishanes. You're allowed to melaket the anovim from the Hishanes. Frag the Gemara, but you metaken. You metaken the Hishanes, and the Gemara says double shenem miskaven. Alibed Reb Shimon is double shenem miskaven. You're not mechaven to metaken the Hishane. Is lo Hishante achris, so you're not mechaven to metaken the Hishante. Double shenem miskaven is muta, but it's a psikresh. If you take off the anovim, you metaken the Hishante. These are the two rayas from the Aruch that double shenem miskaven is muta. I'm sorry, the psikresh, but the leinichele is muta. So this is the machleik, is the Rishonim of Psikresha de Loinichale is also, the Aruch of Psikresha de Loinichale is Shori, and he has two main rayas. Mzalfim al Gabi Ishim, and Hoshan, you're allowed to melaket anovim from the Adasim, even though you metaken money. And the answer is in both of the cases, the Psikresha de Loinichale, Loyechpatle, he doesn't want the fire to shut, he doesn't need the Oishante, he has different Oishantes, and the Mele, the Oruch holds that it's Muta. And the Rishonim hold that it's also. The Rishonim that hold that it's also is Rashi. Rashi for sure holds that it's also. So Rashi comes to answer this Kash. If you tell me Psikresha de Loinichale is also, so I have the two kashas from the Oruch. For half time, we'll see a seven rayas of the Oruch that we have to answer. But in our cases, we have two rayas of the Oruch that it's muta. Mezalfim al Gabi Ishim and Oishante. And Rashi comes in both places and asks the kasha, or Moide Reb Shimon Psikresha, and Rashi answers both kashas. Zogt Rashi, and Ziluf, Zogt Rashi, it's not a kasha. Why Ziluf is not a kasha? Efshar betipim dakim. You're right that now he's doing betipim gdoilim. Abaval efshar betipim ktanim. It's not called a psikresha. A very shver Rashi. We spoke about it. Aba azay zogt Rashi. Efshar betipim dakim. Rashi and Oishanes answers. Ikile Oishante achrise. It's bichlal not metaken. He anyway has a dasim, similar to the Tesis. It's not metaken. Lamaza, it's not sukkahs, and you take off grapes from adasim, you metaken. A guy already has the dalit minim, so it's not called metaken. So that we'll leave that. That is anyway answers al darich de. But be'etzem, Rashi comes to answer Tesis the Oruch Zray. The Oruch Bada Raya, the Psigreshna Nichele Yizmuter from Ziluf, and from Melaktim Anovim, even that you metaken, and the Oruch says Psigreshna Nichele Yizshori, so Rashi, I hope Psigreshna Nichele Yizosu. But the answer in Ziluf is Efshah B'tipim Dakim. Efshah B'tipim Dakim. This is the answer. So Reb Nochem was Moisif here, a beautiful Eisafe. The Oruch Bodaraya, two Rayas, that Psigreshna de Leinichele Yizmuter. Ziluf and Eishante. Rashi also Psigreshna de Leinichele Yizosu. I is a kasha from Ziluf. Well, I'm ready of Ziluf. So Rashi, I have a teretz. Efshe betipim dakim. So let me trache now. Why the Oruch Bodaraya, Rashi didn't, it's not masking with the Oruch. Rashi doesn't want to answer like the Oruch. He disagrees with the Oruch. That's the creation of the Lenichele Yeshori. Rashi disagrees with the Oruch. The Mele Rashi has to say a different teretz. Rashi says the teretz. The Oruch disagrees with Rashi's teretz. That Efshe betipim dakim. Efshe betipim dakim. The Oruch holds it's not a teretz. So the Oruch, I have a right to my side. That's the creation of the Lenichele Yeshori. But to was it the Machlekes, though? The Oruch says, the Gemara from Ziluf, I don't find a different way to answer it. Muchach, psikreish ned eloi nichalei shori. Rashi says, nah, this is nishkan teretz. Aber it's not a kasha bichlal, efshar betipim dakim. The Oruch says, nishkan teretz. Muchach, psikreish ned nichalei shori. Rashi says, psikreish ned nichalei zosu. The Gemara, it's not a kasha bichlal, efshar betipim dakim. Or to was gate of the Machlekes. So Reb Nochem said, a beautiful cheshbon. Beautiful. Look at that. We already mentioned again, that the Pashtus, Dovoshin and Miskavin, Reb Shimon holds that it's Mutter. Moide Reb Shimon with Psigration that it's Osu. Came the Oruch and said a Chidush. Even that Moide Reb Shimon with Psigration that it's Osu. Aber if it's Loi Nichale, it becomes Mutter. If the Gemara would not say Moide Reb Shimon, say no, Dovoshin and Miskavin is Mutter. Aber Moide Reb Shimon with Psigration that becomes Osu. So why? Because Loi Nichale will stay Mutter. So Chloe Yalala Das. So what was the pshat in the Oruch? We explain. The Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter, the Oruch learns that Derech Rebel Chonon, that if I do the Maise on a Kavone, the Maise is not Misyachis to me. It's a Maise, but I don't have Shaychis to the Maise. On a Kavone, this Reb Yudah holds also. Reb Shimon holds Dovashen Miskaven is Mutter. Psikreishe, Loshen HaRosh, in the beginning of Perek HaBoynes, Anan Tzadi de Nichale. V'mele, Anan Tzadi de Nizmechaven. Anantzari de Nichalei, Bemele Anantzari de Mechaven, Zog de Rosh. This is what Psikresha does. Anantzari shu Mechaven. You can't say Eina Miskaven. Rabbi Cholan says it in a Nusach, you Mechaven on the Iker, you Mechaven on everything. Anantzari de Mechaven. Zog de Oruch, Psikresha de Loi Nichalei, he's not Mechaven. It's no Anantzari. Avada, you can argue, but that's what you say to the Oruch. The Reb Shimon knows that Hashem Miskaven is Mutter. Psikreisha makes it an Antzadi de Mechaven. When it's Loi Nichalei, we don't say an Antzadi de Mechaven. This was the Teir of Reb Elchonon and Ois Yudches. Rashi learned that the Yisoid of Psikreisha is not that it makes it ke Mechaven. Rashi never learned that there's a chisorin, yeh mechaven, nish mechaven. Rashi bichlal didn't learn that this is the mahalach. Rashi bichlal didn't learn that this is the mahalach. Rashi learned, what is the mahalach of the sugya? The mahalach of the sugya is, when a person is eina mechaven, it doesn't have a shame of a maise. It's called combing, it's not taking a haircut. It's called pulling a bench, it's not called doing a charitz. It's not called the Pe'ula. It doesn't have the shame of the Maise. What does Psikreise? Gives it the shame of the Maise. Mali Nichalei, Mali Loi Nichalei. Mele Rashi did not want to say like the Oruch. This is what Be'etzem said for Rebel Chonon. But Mele Rashi says, the Oruch, you're answering the Pshat and Zilof in Mitzah Psikreise de Loi Nichalei. And my Londres of Psikreise, non afkemine, Nichalei Olai Nichalei. Poshet. Zogt Rashi, I have a teretz. Modne teretz. We spoke about the whole shir on this last week. Zogt Rashi, what is the teretz? Efsha betipim dakim. Efsha betipim dakim. But now he's doing betipim gdolim. Zog Reb Shimon, while do you say the psik reishi that it's called one maise, while this maise could be done in different ways, it doesn't have a shame of a maise. Very shver Reb Shimon. But this is the pshat in Rashi. Rashi said it by us in our sugi also. Well, Efsha be a on a Pesach, so it's not called a psik reishi. That lomdus only works if the pshat dovo shenim is kaven felt of the maise. The psik reishi makes it a part of the maise. The psikreishim makes it a part of the maise. While the psikreishim makes it a part of the maise, so while efshe betipim daking, it doesn't make it a part of the maise. A very shveri yesoid. But Rashi says it. Zogt Reb Nochem, this only works if the yesoid of any miskamen that is felt in the maise, psikreishim makes it a part of the maise. Zogt Rashi, it's not a kasha. Efshe betipim daking. We have to learn this Rashi more. Aber efshe betipim daking. This is good. Lefi the vote that Enem is coming felt in the Maise. And psikreishim makes it a part of the Maise. So what psikreishim makes it a part of the Maise? Efshe betipim daki. But the Oruch that learned that the Yesod of the Dovah Shem is coming, that the Maise doesn't relate. And in psikreishim is an ansari shumechaven. So when he does betipim gdoilim, it's an ansari shumechaven. It's no mokim the Teretz of Rashi. So it's mamish l'shitosim in Eivu Beis, Reb Nochem. It's one machleikis. Rashi l'shitosim that psikreishim is not an ansari shumechaven. Could say a different Teretz. Efshe betipim daki. And the male, he doesn't have a right to the Oruch, and he disagrees with the Oruch. But he says it's not a kasha, Efshe betipim dakim. The Oruch l'shitosoi, the little psikreishis on Ansari Shemichaven, Rashi's teretz is nishkin teretz. Oh, but the Oruch could answer a different teretz. Psikreishis delay nichale. It's better ma'a shlomo, we already said three times this yisoi. We said it legabe the taz in Rav Kiva Eger, and we said it legabe the rishoni dan mechalek in Shabbos and Shkolat Erekulo, and now we're saying it in the cheshbe minei vebei and the Oruch of Rashi.
Rashi
is sick of what? I said, and legabe the rishante, we have to see the whole hezbe. What is the pshat legabe the rishante? You're right. So I said, Legabe Doishante, we have to Rashi, there's an under a teretz here. I mean, he doesn't say the Oruch teretz. I said, Legabe Doishante, you're right. Sure, you're right. Now, Lom again, zurück to the Tesfis. So Tesfis was choyle, the Oruch was matir lekatchile. He has seven gemores, that it's muta. I'll give you a moshel on another gemore. There you can answer nothing. The gemore on Shabbos, Tavkuf Gimel. This is the famous gemore. There's a big thesis. The gemore says that if a person takes out asovim, the gemore declares how much is chayev. But if he takes two or three leaves, he's not chayev. Frag the gemore, why is chayev al tzchoyresh? It's bad asovim, bad grass is growing on the floor. When you pick up the grass, you're fixing the land. So it's a psik. Why are you not chayim mitzad choyresh? So the Gemara be'are de chavrei. He's picking the asovim. He wants them for himself. Aber lamazor in a shiur of koitzer, you have to have 20 asovim. Then it's a shiur. Aber afraid the Gemara forget about that. You're not taking the shiur. You're fixing the land. So Gemara litzricha be'are de chavrei. He's not fixing the land. He had him his field. But the Maisi is fixing it. So the Oruch psikreish adu nichel eshori. That is the Gemara, psikreishim deloy nichal eshori. This is what Tesis in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the big Tesis, says, the pshat in the Gemara, pirash ha'oruch, psikreishim deloy nichal eshori. So we have mezalfim, oishante, and arad ha'chavrei. Leitzricha ba'arad ha'chavrei. Lefi da'oruch, psikreishim deloy nichal eshori. This is the Oruch. Tesis tries to say a different pshat there. Frag Teisves, how the Oruch could say Psikreisha deloi nichele is muter lekatchile sayin Shabbos. And because at Erekulo, even if he's right, but it has to be at least also mit der Rabbonah, maybe also mit der Reise, but at least also mit der Rabbonah. This is Teisves' kasha by us. I zilu, mitzvah shayni. I oshante, mishum mitzvah, maybe tomorrow you will need it for a mitzvah. Zilu is now a mitzvah, so the Loshon HaTeisves is mitzvah shayni. Hashanta, maybe tomorrow it will be needed for a mitzvah. So the Loshon HaTeisves is Mishum mitzvah. Nochem was medayik. And Hashanta, it's not a mitzvah now. It's maybe a mitzvah. Ziluf is mamash a mitzvah. So in Ziluf you say mitzvah shiny. And Hashanta you say Mishum mitzvah. Frag Teis, but I have often a gemore. De loike ha'oruch, that it's not mutar lekatchile. Aval al pirush ha'oruch koshe. that nine beperik shmoyne shrotzim a meifis musa b'shabes im lasis lope chayev. He takes out the pos im loitz las lope chayev im loitz min aleicha potu. The Gemara says why it's mutar mishum tzar. As is mukhar the Gemara Shabbos daf gimel that shloish advarim is mutar mishum tzar. Aval ilav mishum tzar ave osu. Why? Aris psikrei shadeloi nichalei. And alcohol is loy nichalei bePesach. Because if it's nichalei bePesach, so it's a psikrei that you chayev. The nichalei min hapeh ki lemiskav v'nami chayev. So alcohol is loy nichalei bePeh. He doesn't need a pay. He's not mechavet in a pay. He just wants to take out the pas. But Meile Frigtei says why it's the Gemara says that it's only mutar b'tzad mokim tzar. Mashma, without tzar, it'll be also chotsh min derabbanon. Chotsh min derabbanon, it'll be also to be moitzi. The lecho lefi the aruch. I'm squeezing to take out the pas. I'm making a hole. I'm not mechavet in a pesach. Psegreshi de loy nichele has to be mutar lekatchila. This is Tesis's kash. So in this thesis is kasha, we started to mention as Rabbi Kiva Eiger's kasha. And I want to explain Rabbi Kiva Eiger's kasha. Because Rabbi Kiva Eiger's kasha be'etzem is a big yesoid. Kiva Eiger asks it 3 times and it bleibt zorchi und godl. All the cheshboines be'etzem, I giboit of them. To make it clear, I will start with the Rashbo. As the Gemara and Shabbos, daf kufla med gimel. A person has to make a bris mila to his kid. He comes to take a bris mila, and mamish in the spot of the mila, mamish in the oisim mokim, is a tzaras. If he does a bris mila, he chops off the tzaras. Is the isur ishoma benega a tzaras? Is the isur to take off the tzaras? So he wants to make the bris mila. Zog the Gemara, what is the problem? Eina miskaven. He's mechaven to make a bris mila, and the tzaras goes off. So the Gemara, moide Reb Shimon b'psikreisha. So the Gemara, we're talking about that the Moyel is not the father. So the Moyel is only busy doing milas. He doesn't mind people become Metzora or not. So it's Muta. Again, the Oru Psikresha doing Nichele is Muta. Taysim Mokim Mitzvah is Muta. But we're going back to the Gemara. The Gemara says if a person wants to make a bris mila and he finds in the same edge a Tzoras. Zog the Gemara lefi Reb Shimon, you're allowed to. The Gemara says, Psikreshi, you're not allowed to. But the Gemara says, Dabo Shein Miskaven, you're allowed to. Frek the Rashbo, what is the Shaykhis the Dabo Shein Miskaven? Frek the Rashbo and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel, what is the Shaykhis the Dabo Shein Miskaven? He takes a knife and he's chopping off the Tzoras. What is the Shaykhis the Dabo Shein Miskaven? He's Miskaven and Miskaven. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's chopping off the Tzoras. Why you call it Dabo Shein Miskaven? This is miskaven. He's taking off the tzaras. Why is it called Dabo Shein Miskaven? Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings the marshal. Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings down the marshal. Mechabe. The Mishnah we say by Madlikim. Mechabe is aner. So the melocha atzricha legufa is you mechabe the candle because you want lasis peichom. You want the ashes or you want the coals that come out. But if you mechabe mipnei alistim. Oy, בשביל אחרי לשיעית שם, פות. מלוך השני צריך על הגוף. You say that it's דובר שאין המסכבן? It's not דובר שאין המסכבן. Why? I'm shutting the fire. This is the מלוך. I'm doing it, אין לו צורך לגוף. אז אין לו צורך לגוף. I don't need it. But you can't call me אין המכוון. You can't call me Eina Mechaben. I'm doing it directish. This is the meloche that I'm doing. I'm Mechabe. I'm shutting off the fire. No. What is the Shaykhus? Suga speaks about it here later. Look at the Gemara. I made a copy of that old page. The Gemara Nehemshah speaks about it. 20 lines later. The Gemara says, Fesed Deichalais Esse. 2 S's, 1 S. אין אסד דויך אסד, שום נגע צורה, זה אסד. לא משנה. סלב אבא מכלל אסד, אבל לא משנה. אבל מכל מקום, פרק דרש בו, הרד גמור אסד, על עצמותו מצד דובו שאין המסכבן. This is מסכבן עליין. So in Shabbos, the Rashbo answers, the Rashbo in Shabbos, קוף למד גימל, that this is not called מסכבן himself. Because the Aveira is not to chop off the Tzoras. It's not Isur to remove that little white piece that you have. The issur is to try to metahir yourself, not through the kohen. Hashem wants you to go to the kohen. You have a very poshta etza. You just scrub it out. You don't need to go to the kohen. That's why Shoma benega atzoras. Don't play with it. Go to the kohen. But the issur is not to scrape it off. But mele the aveira is to try to metahir yourself in a different way. So this person is ain a mechaven. He's not mechaven to metahir himself. He's mechaven to do a bris milah. But mele it's called dovo sheina miskaven. This is the Rashba and Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Back to our case. Zogdab Kivei Eger, he understands when a person is mechabe a fire, so even if he does it, not because he wants peichom, not because kichos al hashemen, he's doing it because al achoy le sheishan, na'alistim ibnei ruach ro, he's mechabe. No, it's melocho she'eino tzricho legufo. He doesn't need the oil. But he's mechabe. Here a person has a pus, he takes a needle and he makes a hole. He knows exactly what he's doing. He doesn't need the hole. He needs the pus to come out. But he's doing the hole. When pas dovo sheinu miskaven, zoknab kiveiger, you take a shmate, you push it into the barrel, into the barze, and now water slips out. You're not mechaven to take out water. You're mechaven to close the hole. You're pulling a bench, Zoktab Kiveiga. You're not mechaven to make a charitz. You're mechaven to pull the bench. Now what happens? Becomes a charitz. This is dovo she'ena miskaven. But when you're doing the pe'ula, you can't say that it's dovo she'ena miskaven. Shabbos, the case of the Rashba, on the Rashba's teretz. I'm chopping the tzaras. You can't, this is called miskaven. You could say it's melocha she'en tzricha legufa. May the frek that give a hege, what you telling me that mafis musa is dovo she'ena miskaven? And you're asking that there'll be mutar lefi the oruch to do it in Shabbos on mitztair. Because dovo she'en miskaven psikrei she'd lo'y nichele is mutar. This is dovo she'en miskaven. So I want to make the list of the five kashas of Rabbi Kivei Eger. Rabbi Kivei Eger is asking the kashan by us. Why it's called Dovo She'ena Miskaven? He's Miskaven. The second case, Rabbi Kivei Eger doesn't bring it down so clear, about the tesis in Sukkah Lamed Gimel says, Achoifer Bor B'Shabbes, and he's not digging the boir because he wants to have a place to hide. He's digging the boir because he wants sand. He wants sand. So Taisa says, not the Gemara, the Shmoy Gemara, Taisa says, it's called Dovo She'ena Miskaven. Taisa in Sukkah Lamed Gimel calls it Dovo She'ena Miskaven. No, it's also psikreisha. Psikreisha. And then Taisa is busy with Rada Aruch. Frank Rav Kivei Eger, Rav Kivei Eger says a bit different, but this is the kasha be'etzem. Dear, he's mechaven to the meloche. He's doing a hole. He's digging the hole. He's mechaven to the meloche. So why we call it Dovo She'ena Miskaven? He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's mechaven to make the hole. Why it's called Dovo She'ena Miskaven? Could call it Meloche She'en Tzricha Legufo. Like the Gemara calls it in different places in Shas. Choyfer Bura Boir Ben Tzor La'afor Dovo She'en Tzricha Legufo. But why Taisis could call it Dovo She'en Miskaven? So we're asking the Kasha on Mephis Mursa. We're asking the Kasha on Choyfer Bur. Rabbi Kivei Eger goes weiter and he asks the Kasha on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara, a person shecht the animal. Now he wants to eat the meat. There's a korban there, but he has to take off the skin. So he starts to pull off the skin. In Melech Shabbos, it's a melech that is called mafshit. When they needed the skin to make leather, with some mikdash, several tayres, it's a melech that is called mafshit. So the Gemara, if you take off the skin of the animal, you mafshit. So the Gemara, miskaven, he doesn't need the skin, he wants to eat the bustle. It's more psikreisha, not psikreisha. More says he cuts it with small pieces, big pieces. Frank Rab Kivei Eger, this is the true Rab Kivei Eger by us. Frank Rab Kivei Eger, it's Dovo She'ena Miskaven? He goes to the animal, he's pulling off the skin. What ain't a miskaven? When you pull a bench and a crack comes, it's Dovo She'ena Miskaven. You make a beer, and a Pesach comes. Beer no shach is the Pesach. You're not opening Psochim. You're doing a beer. A Pesach will come with it. This This is davar she'ein miskaven. This is called miskaven. You mechaven to the melacha alein. If you mechaven to the melacha alein, it has to be asur. This is Rav Kiveger's kasha. And we asked it yesterday. And soichet. But on Teis HaRosh, a person takes a cloth and he squeezes it. Ein disha b'yayin. So if you don't learn hoylech le'ibut, why it's mudah psikreishu le'nichale? Said, this is good in our case. You stuff it in and the liquid comes out. Psikreishu le'nichale. If it's hoylech le'ibut, on soichet. But the case of a person, Shoyim said, Mesalanim yayin besudorim, then you want to squeeze it out. So you're right that you don't need the wine. It's goelech lehibu, psikreishu lehnichale. But you mechavet to squeeze. This is called mechavet. This is not called psikreishu lehnichale. It's not called eina mechavet. This is called mechavet. And this has to be also. And this has to be also. This is Rav Kiveger's kasha, Rav Kiblevi, bleib tzorichio. Nein, Rav Kiveger doesn't understand why Mephis Musa is called Dovo She'ein Miskaven. He doesn't understand why Choyfer Bov and Tzorich La'afore could be called Dovo She'ein Miskaven and Tesis and Sukkah Lamed Gimel. Why when a person squeezes a cloth, and Teis HaRosh, we said yesterday it's called Dovo She'ein Miskaven and it's Mutar Psikreshet Eloi Nichalei. Why? This is called Miskaven. Mafshitoir, it's Miskaven. Who asks the kasha? The Rashba really asks the kasha in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Gimel. Just the Rashba answered here that it's not a kasha. Why is it not a kasha? Zog the Rashba because there the Isur is the Taira. That he's mechavet to metar himself. And Be'etzim, the same thing will be in the next Teisvus. Teisvus will ask, the person takes a pickle, kvoshim, and he squeezes it. Teisvus said, the lefida oruch, be allowed to, kapsikreshet elay nichale. And if he tastes it, it has to be also. This is the next line in Tasteless. Tastes as a kash on himself. I said that it's also. So why the Gemara says you're allowed to squeeze pickles? It's not a kash. Squeezing pickles in the gat to the oruch. You take a pickle and you're squeezing him. You're mechaven. Your mom is doing the meloche. This is Be'etzim Rav Kiveger's kash. And Rav Kiveger bleibt schwer. So Rav Kiveger was maimid iker es kasha by us and Mephis Musa. The Gemara says Mephis Musa im lasis lepe chayev. Im lo hitzi leicha potu frek teisves it's mashma it's muta oni mitzad me mokim tzah. Lefi da oruch it has to be muta mitzad psikrei shet elei nichale. Frek Rav Kiveger psikrei shet elei nichale means bedobo shein miskaven. That it's muta. Psikrei shet asers psikrei shet elei nichale is muta. But when you're doing the melacha and you mechavet to the melacha alein, has to be a yisur d'ayreis. Has to be a yisur d'ayreis. This is Rav Kiveger's kasha. Has to be a yisur d'ayreis. Has to be a yisur d'ayreis. This is Rav Kiveger's kasha. And he mentioned all the other places. So, and Musa, we have from Reb Shloimeh Haim and Ateretz. Some said b'shem Reb Chaim. Stibler says it a little bit different. Teisus and Amud Beis ask the kasha. What is the aveira exactly in Shabbos to make a hole in your hand? There's no blood, only pus is coming out. What is the aveira? Pesach. Avush teitin teir leisase Pesach. Boine. Boine. What do you boine? A hole in the hand is boine? Holes in the hands are boine? If it's not, it's mekalka. So Teisus says in Amud Beis, because it's called that I build a door. Made a door in my hand. I have a body. I made a door. So Tesis and Amud Beis. The last Tesis in Vav Amud Beis, not the last one, is one before the last one. In Lasis Lope Chayev, a door is only something that people go in and out. So why it's called that I build a door here? So Tesis, you build a door. You want ear to come in, and you want the pus to come out. Ear to come in, pus to come out. So you're building a door inside your body. So you're buying it, building a door. You're Baina, you're building a door. You're called Baina, you're building a door. As Isaac Tesis. You're called Baina, you're building a door. Zok Reb Shloimeh Haiman. Here, when I'm trying to take out the pus, so I'm making a hole, I'm popping my sore, and the pus starts to come out. I'm Bichlal Nat Mechaven. So I didn't plan to build a door. I was planning to make a nekev. Came out a door. I didn't build a door. I made a nekev. If you look in Taisus and Shabbos Kuf Gimel, Taisus says these words. I think it's even. I think it's even underlined there. He's not coming to a Pesach, Zokim Shleime. Rather, a door happened. No. He was doing a hole. He was not doing a Pesach. Not a Aveira. He was doing something like a person is doing a beer. Rather, it opens. He pulls the bench. Rather, is a crack. He's doing a hole. Rather, is a door. If you understand that the door and the hole is the same thing, so even if he doesn't want to do it for the Aveira, it's like, I will explain. Shh. When a person is Mechabe, he shuts the fire. You're right. Tzricha legufa means he wants the coals. Tzricha legufa means he wants the coals. Ain't tzricha legufa, he doesn't want people to see him. Now listing. Oh, but the melocha is the same melocha, shutting the fire. He's Ain't Mechaven. He doesn't want to do it for the good purpose. He's doing it for what is mutter, for people will not see him. But lemaise, it happens. So you can't call him Eina Mechaven. He was Mechaven to shut. Here he was not Mechaven to build a door. From his point, Lo Yetzuyer, ear will not come in. Doesn't make a difference to him. Lo Yetzuyer, the hole will be in a way that the ear cannot come in. He's also happy. When a person does a beer, yeah, Pesach, Mish Pesach, he's busy doing a beer. It doesn't make a difference to him if it be a Pesach or not. He's not trying to make a Pesach. He's trying to make a beer. He's trying to make a Nekev. He's not trying to make a Pesach. And Mechabe, the Melocha is Mechabe. The Toyeles could be different. But the Melocha is Mechabe. He's Mechabe to Mechabe. Lemosho, and Shabbos. The Melocha is to make cracks. He's not Mechabe to make cracks. He's Mechabe to pull the bench. If cracks will not happen, he'd be even more happy. So he was not mechaven to the cracks. It doesn't answer all the cases. Rav Shlomo Hyman only answers on this. And all the other cases, it's not clear if he answers. So this is the aside. This is the aside of Rav Shlomo Hyman. So the Stapler says it's a bit different nusach. Rabbi Reuven says it in a third nusach. But all of them are trying to say that it's not the same thing. Bezim is loshna teisves. Shein mechaben lepesach elo lenekive be'alme. They don't say stam shein. Teisves could have said like you think that Teisves is not saying nothing. Teisves had to say shein mechaben lepesach elo lehoitzi aleicho. Teisves doesn't mean that he's not mechaven. Teisus knows Rab Kiveger. He's mechaven to make a hole. That's what Rab Kiveger's kasha was. So Teisus, yeah, but ta'ane kive, nishma ha-Pesach. Again, on Rab Kiveger, normal Rab Kiveger taught kehilu shteido, that he's mechaven to the leicho. He's not mechaven to the Pesach. So that's not true. This guy knows what he's doing. He's taking a knife and he's cutting. He's making a hole. He's making a hole. Don't tell me that he's ain't mechaber. This is what Kiveger's kasha was. Like mechaber, he's doing it. Don't tell me he's not doing it. When you pull a bench and it happens, you are not mechaber to do it. You are not mechaber to do it when you're pulling the bench. Here, you mechaber. So Taisa said, mechaber lenekive be'alme. He's not mechaber to the Pesach.
Where to make a Pesach? To do it
here. What? No. A Pesach is to build a door. With a post, with a mezuzah, with a ganze zach.
But in your body?
No, in your body, no. A Pesach is that ear comes in, you're building a Pesach, you're not trying to build a Pesach.
A Nekev
is not a Pesach. It's not the same Amila.
He's even having to take off the Amila, he's not even having to take off the
Bahars. Again, that doesn't help.
What
it's the same mice, it doesn't help. Here it's an andere Zach. It's two different things. State in Taisus. Again, Taisus didn't say Eina Mechaven. The Welt says, well, what state in Taisus Golnish? If Taisus would mean Golnish, Taisus would say, Sheina Mechaven le Pesach, Ela lehoitzi leicho. Taisus doesn't say that he's not Mechaven to the Pesach. Taisus knows that he's Mechaven to the Pesach. So Taisus is Mechaven le Nekive. Not for a Pesach. No. Rabbi Kveger understood that he's mechaven to the Leiche. Fred Rabbi Kveger is mechaven to the Pesach. Zog Tesis is a chiluk in the Pesach. This is clear. I'm saying again, if Tesis would mean to say Eine mechaven, he had to say Sheine mechaven Lasis Pesach, Ela mechaven lo itzilecho. Tesis goes a step weiter. He is mechaven, and he calls this Nekiven, this is a Pesach. I'll tell you. Mr. David. I'll tell you. Is a lot more to argue here. The Stipler says it a little bit better than Simon Beis. Abba and Reb Reuven says it even better. The reason I'm not going into the arguments, but not wissen, because Azei Reb Shleim and Azei Zmekubel, as Reb Chaim gesagt, and Beisem Tkimat Loshon HaTesfes. But the reason I'm not marichin it, because it doesn't answer, this was the problem. When the kasha was in the old days, Mephis Musa, Reb Kveigis kasha. So we had a teretz, Reb Kveigis kasha. Nekev is nishken Pesach. Nekev is nishken Pesach. The whole simon by Reb Shleime Haime. Say that. But the problem is that the kasha is for more gemoras. The kasha is, Reb Shleime Haime himself says, Lefi dvorai, when someone digs a hole, choyfer guma, then you can call it Eino Miskaven. It's called Miskaven. It's only melochish yetzicha legufo. Because Losh Rab Kiveger, it's mashmal, I was poshut to him, that mechabe and choyfer guma is melochish yetzicha legufo. But we found the tesis in Sukilam and Gimel Amud Beis, tesis says that choyfer bor is also called Dolosh Eino Miskaven. Like we spoke yesterday, I'm squeezing a shmate. I'm squeezing the shmate, the liquid is coming out. I'm mechaven to take out the liquid. Oh, Pesach, Nekev. Why is it called Ovashenu Miskaven? What we asked yesterday in Shir. Oyer, Rab Kiveger's kasha von Oyer. He's peeling off the skin. He takes the skin and peels it off. You can't call it Ovashenu Miskaven. So on Boine, Rab Shleime Eimen had an answer. But on all the other kashas, it doesn't answer. All of the Gemoras, the next taste, the taste is a pickle, lechure, fina oruch, you're allowed to squeeze him. So taste even lefi mi, uchre de ifras, psateret. Kvoshim shesochtom legufom. It's pickled things that you squeeze them, you're allowed to. Fina oruch makes sense. Why? He's squeezing the pickle, he doesn't need the liquid. He's mechavin to squeeze the liquid. He has a pickle, it's full with water, he doesn't want it. Shteit and tesis, you're allowed to. Kvasim se sochtom legufom, you're allowed to. Why? It's not what shayne miskame, lefina oruch, psikreshin lo nichele shori. Why are you allowed to? Why are you allowed to? Why are you allowed to? It's called Mechaven. So Be'etzem we have back Rav Kiveger's Kasha, and Be'etzem we have the same Kasha and Mephis Musa, the same Kasha from all the five Echatimtzes from the Oir, from the Kasha from Oishanes, your mamish taking off the grapes, Kvosim, Shesochtom Legufom, squeezing the Meshameres the Yayin. So Reb Nochem said a Yesoy. Reb Reuven is Meramezit, but Reb Nochem said it very sharp. Reb Nochem said it like this. Muzayn! Muzayn! That when you squeeze a shmate and you don't need the liquid, it's dovo sheinu miskaven. And if you're the oruch, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to take a cloth, clean the wine, and squeeze it. If you're the oruch, you're allowed to do it. Well, it's no melabin. And it's segregation le'nichel, you're allowed to. We don't pass it, but I say, we come to Levi Da'uch. Psikresh le nichele, you're allowed. Choyfer bo, Levi Da'uch, you'll be allowed. If I don't need a boy, I need the sand, I'm allowed to do it in Shabbos. That was Shem Yiskam, Psikresh le nichele, Levi Da'uch, you'll be allowed. En melaven b'yayin. So, the chef came in it. So what is the hesper? You're allowed to mefis musa. As it takes time, the lefida oruch, you'll be allowed to mefis musa. It's not called mechaven. I'm doing the whole. I'm allowed to peel off the skin. Ain't a mechaven. What is the hesper? So Reb Nochem said bezeh anusach. The same way the Rashba said, I'm allowed to chop off the tzaras, and I'm called Eino Mechaven, it's a psikresha, but I'm called Eino Mechaven. Why? Because the Aveira is not to peel off that spot. Not that it's simple, Hashem doesn't want me to take off. Hashem doesn't want me to retire myself. I'm not busy retiring myself. I'm busy doing a bris milah. Glad that it happens. This is the Rashba explained. This is called enemy scavenging. Even that I'm aware to what I'm doing. In a second, I'll give you the nusach. It's a very stark nusach how to say it. Zog Reb Nochem Azeh. In Melachah Shabbos, I'll make it even more poshut. When a person is mechabe in Shabbos, what is the melachah in Shabbos, the mechabe? What is the name of the melacha? Shutting a fire. So I take a fire and I put my finger, I'm shutting. Now my kavana is not because I need the oil. My kavana is I don't want people to see me. So I was mechaven to shut. This is called melacha shetzricha legufa. But you can't call it enemy skaven. You can't call it enemy skaven. Till here it's good. Now we'll take lemoshel, a person will take one melacha that is mafshit oil. I'm pulling off the skin from the animal. So the Gemara says, "Enemy skaven." Why? I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm peeling off the skin. I'm making a mursa. I'm making a hole in my body. So they say, "Enemy skaven." I'm not mechaber to do the pesach. You take a needle and you're making a hole. What mean enemy skaven? You miskaven. Want to tell me that psikreshe loch shetzirah legufa? Why you call it enemy skaven? Frek terazei. What is the name of the melacha in Shabbos? Mechabe, the name of the melacha is shutting a fire. I want to go now to the melacha of making a hole in the body. What is the name of the melacha? Making a hole? Pesach? Pesach is melacha? I never learned. Boine. So the melacha is boine. I'm mechaven to be boine? No. 1 second. What is the melacha when I take off the skin? Is it isur peeling skin or is it isur that it calls it mafshit? It's a melacha. I'm not mechaber to be mafshit. I get later. Well, in mafshit, I'll explain to you. Let me get the idea. Yeah? Get the musig. The musig is in Shabbos, mechaber, this is the melacha. The melacha is mechaber. I'm mechaber. For different purposes, I'm mechaven to do the melacha. And all of the ozit lemoshel, take the case of the grapes. Is it isur to pick grapes from Adasim and Shabbos? Shaitan Tere, don't pick grapes off of Adasim and Shabbos? It doesn't say don't take grapes. What? Is it isur to take off the tzoras? Baby, listen good. Is it isur to take off the tzoras? Avada the Tere meant not to take off. Zog the Rashbo, while the gather of the Aveira is not taking off the tzoras. The gather of the Aveira is to metair. So if I'm not mechaven to metair, it's called Dovah Sheinu Miskaven. Even that it's the same peula. Well, the melacha is not the shame if peeling off the tzoras. The melacha is hishomer to be tor, not to metame yourself. So, yeah? This is the melacha. In Melechis Shabbos, Zog Reb Nochem, the gederiv is the isur melacha. The melacha is boine, the melacha is mafshit, the melacha is metakin mone, to fix the hadas. The melacha is metakin mone, this is the melacha. Melacha dash. What is dash? Taking out food from something. When I'm squeezing and I'm trying to clean the cloth, I'm not mechaven to melechis dash. And mechave, this is the meloche. There's no two different ways to explain the meloche. So it's called meloche sheyetzir legufo. But I'll take the case that is the easiest to explain. A person goes in the street and he needs sand to make kisui adam. He starts to dig and he takes sand. He's mechaven to be boine, no. Now, it's not Aveira in the Torah to take sand from the street. The Aveira is to be boine. He was not mechaven to be boine. He was not mechaven to meleches boine. Yehuda. He's not mechaven to meleches boine. He's not mechaven to meleches boine. The Mele, it's called Dovo Sheinu Miskaven. It's called Dovo Sheinu Miskaven. About Mikin Marich of them. I want to go to the next step. Is a kushyo atzuma and the taste fits? And let me get zusammen to understand the kasha. Taste fits stelt the kasha and the oruch that meifis musa is called dovo shein miskaven psigresha deloi nichalei. Abkiveger asked why. We tried to explain it. Maybe it needs more hesba. But taste is a stelling a kasha. how the Aruch could say that Psikresha de Leinichele is Mutter? If it's Mutter, so why Mephis Mur says only Mutter b'mokim tzar? Let it be Mutter on mokim tzar, because it's Psikresha de Leinichele. This is Tastis is Kashe and the Aruch. Frek de Velta Kashe. The Gemara and Shabbos. If you have a Gemara, I wanted to, if you could open the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Two lines in Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. I'm sorry, Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, a mefis musa b'shabes ike de masna lo aho. A mefis musa b'shabes im lasis lo pe chayev im lo hoitzi mimeno leicho potu. Man tone, why are you allowed to do it in Shabbos with mokim tzar? Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rav Rab Shimini the Omar Melocha Shein Atzricho Legufo Potu. This is the whole sugya. This life. Shvere Shvere Gemore. Man Tone. A Mephis Musa B'Shabes. Im Lazes Lope Chayev. Im Lehoitz Men Aleicho Potu. Man Tone. Omar Rab Yudah Omar Rav Rab Shimini. The Omar Melocha Shein Atzricho Legufo Potu. Why are you allowed to do it? Because Rab Shimon holds Melocha Shein Atzricho Legufo Potu. לפי דאורוך, not because מלוכה שאין צריכה לגופה. מלוכה שאין צריכה לגופה means I don't need a Pesach, I just need the liquid out. לפי רב שמעון it's mutter because it's דבר שאין מסכוון. And רב שמעון also דבר שאין מסכוון, it's mutter. What Tesis? Why Tesis has to scratch a kasha and the Oruch? That it's mashma, it's often a gemore, that it says that why it's mutter to Mephis Musa and Shabbos because it's Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Why you have to come to that reason? On that reason, Lefir de Oruch etz Mutar Dover She'ein Miskaven Psikresha Deloi Nichele etz Mutar. Why the Gemara and Shabbos has to say that the reason it's Mutar to be Mephis Musa and Shabbos because it's Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufa. Teisva said that Lefir de Oruch the Oruch holds, Dobo She'ena Miskaven is Mutter. Psikresha Deloi Aitz Psikresha Deloi Nichele is Mutter. So Tesis was asking a kasha on the Oruch, it's mashma that it's only Mutter b'mokim tzar, lefi the Oruch it's Mutter lekatchile. On often a Gemore. The Gemore says, why it's Mutter? Because Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo. Why you have to come to Melocha Shein Tzricha Legufo? It's Dobo She'ena Miskaven. Dobo She'ena Miskaven Psikresha Deloi Nichalei Lefi De'oruch is Mutar Lekatchile. So Tesis Bayos is Kilo Asing a Kashe. Sidoa Gmoren Shabbos Mephis Musa Mutar Mitzan Mokim Tzar Mashma without Tzar it's also how De'oruch will answer that Gmoren. Rab Kveger is busy. Often a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mephis Musa and Shabbos is Mutar. Why? Not because Dovah Shenem is Kaven. Not because Sikreshet Lenichele is Mutar. The Gemara says the only reason it's Mutar is because Melochit Shenetzricha Legufo and Melochit Shenetzricha Legufo Alibe de Reb Shimon is Mutar. Why you have to come to that? Say a better reason. The reason it's Mutar is because it's Dovah Shenem is Kaven Sikreshet Lenichele is Mutar. So if you look good in that line of the Gemara, the answer is in the same line. I say, what is the answer? Look in the line of the Gemara. The same line, you don't have to go a writer. Yanki, look inside the Gemara. Again, the kasha is, the Tesis is looking to shlug up the Oruch. He found the Gemara. Maybe it's Musa, Mashma, and Dav Gimel and Shabbos, and Mokim Tzar, it's Mutar. All Mokim Tzar, it's Osu, Lefi Reb Shimon, Lefi the Oruch has to be Mutar. Dosh and Miskaven has to be Mutar. Often the Gemara, that the only reason that it's Mutar is because Melocha Shetzirah Legufa. All Melocha Shetzirah Legufa, state the Gemara that it's Osu. Akasha and the Oruch. The Teretz is, look inside the Gemara. Mantone, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Reb Shimoni. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Reb Shimoni. Who is the Tana Reb Shimon? Who says it? Mantone, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Hey, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. It's Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav holds by us. Halochi ki Rav Yehuda, Dovo Shen Miskaven is also. So Val Dad Gemore is Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Val Dad Gemore is Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. And Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav holds Dovo Shen Miskaven is also. So and Dad Gemore, it's not a kasha. Dad Gemore is a limit of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemore can't say that it's Mutar Mitzad Dovo Shen Miskaven. The Gemore has to say Mitzad Melocha Shen Tzirah Legufa. Reb Shimon Melocha Shen Tzirah Legufa. Not Reb Shimon Dovo Shen Miskaven. But Legabi Dovo Shen Miskaven, we said in the Gemore by us that Rav Yehuda Omar Rav holds that Dovo Shen Miskaven is also because of the Rekulo. So Rav Yehuda Omar Rav that Paskin Dovo Shen Miskaven is also. He can't be Maimi the Mishnah that it's Mutar Alibe the Reb Shimon. Mainly he has to be Maimi the Mishnah Alibe the Reb that Alibe the Mandoma Melocha Shen Tzirah Legufa is Mutar. But with Dovo Shen Miskaven, he can't say that it's Mutar. Because Dovo Shen Miskaven, he has to say that it's also. So he says it's Kereb Shimon, Melocha Shen Tzirah Legufa. And that he passes like Kereb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav has a machlekes, we pass Dovo Shen Miskaven Mutar, Dovo Shen Miskaven also. But Melocha Shen Tzirah Legufa, Lekulam, we pass that it's Mutar. Mele Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav cannot be Maimi the Gemore Alibe the Reb Shimon. This is Pashut. And here is the kasha. But that's a good. I want you to work on the kasha. Aber Tesfah said that the whole machleik is Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is b'kol ha'tere kulo. Aber in b'shabes l'kule alme even alibe de Rav Yehuda dovo shen miskaven is muter. It's also in the Rabbanon. Aber dovo shen miskaven is muter. So if b'kol ha'tere kulo dovo shen miskaven is muter, so now we have a kasha and the Gemara there. Again, our kasha is why Tesis did not mind me the kasha and the Gemara. The Gemara says that it's mutar mitzad lo shen tzirah legufa. Say that it's mutar mitzad psikresha delay nichale. Say that it's mutar mitzad psikresha delay nichale. And it's a real kasha. It's a real kasha. If your observation of nichale is only awesome in the Rabbanon, so the Gemara doesn't have to say mitzad lo shen tzirah legufa. Why the Gemara says mitzad lo shen tzirah legufa? Say mitzad dovo shein miskaven. What is the answer? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dovo Shein Miskaven is also. But Tesis holds that Dovo Shein Miskaven is also a limit of Rabbi Yehuda is only because of the Rekulo. But in Shabbos, Dovo Shein Miskaven a limit of Rabbi Yehuda is Mutar Min HaTeira. So again, a Shver. So why the Gemara has to say, dear? So now we really have a kasha. Dovo Shein Miskaven a limit of Rabbi Yehuda is Mutar. Dovo Shein Miskaven a limit of Rabbi Yehuda is Mutar. It's only also with the Rabbanon. So why Teis doesn't ask on the Gemara direct? Why the Gemara has to come to Melocha Shein Tzirich Legufo? Same mitzad, Dovo Shein Miskaven. Same mitzad, Dovo Shein Miskaven. What? Pseido. But why you have to say Melocha Shein Tzirich Legufo? It's Dovo Shein Miskaven. Why you have to come to Melocha Shein Tzirich Legufo? It's mitzad, Dovo Shein Miskaven. What? Why? Then Shabbos Yipotu. Why? Seder. So, but the Haim Dovo Shein Miskaven. Lemaiz is Dovo Shein Miskaven. The Gemara calls it here Dovo Shein Miskaven. So again, I want to remind me the kasha. The kasha is Be'etzem that Tesfus and all of the places in Shas. He finds a kasha and the Oruch from Mephis Bursa. And he makes up a kasha. And the kasha is Tesis had to shtel the kasha. It's a often a Gemara in Shabbos Kuvzayin and Mudbeis that Mephis Musa is only Mutar Mitzad Melocha Shein Tzirich Legufa. But Mitzad Dovo Shein Miskaven, the Gemara doesn't say that it's Mutar. So Mitzad the Gemara alein, we could answer it's Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda paskins ki Rabbi Yehuda the Dovo Shein Miskaven is also. So this is the reason the Gemara cannot answer it. He's only asking a kasha and the Oruch from the Gemara that we pass in Aloche, like Shmuel, like Shabbos Dav Gimel, that Shmuel holds that it's Mutar Mitzal Mokim Tzar, and then he can ask a kasha. and then you can ask the kasha. But the kasha is Tezer Shitosoi holds that Rabbi Yudah holds Dabo Sheinu Miskaven is Mutar and Shabbos. If Dabo Sheinu Miskaven is Mutar and Shabbos, it's only also in the Rabbonan. So the same kasha is, so why the Gemara has to come to Melocha Sheinu Tzricha Legufo, Tepu Gleim Mitzad Dabo Sheinu Miskaven? Tepu Gleim Mitzad Dabo Sheinu Miskaven? If you accept segregation. But Tezer Luchu had to ask the kasha direct from that Gemara. Not only a kasha from our sugya. This is the kosh. Stop.